Another list of barriers are disability unrecognized or undiagnosed. In several areas, failure to recognize or failure to diagnose students' disability is a problem in providing access to education. In early childhood, it may not be possible to identify a child's disability. Parent participation and selection of placement for a child, it can be another barrier. In the best circumstances, a setting appropriate to the student's ability and needs can be agreed upon by parent and school. However, there are many instances where these issues create significant conflict. Another barrier is class size and transitional programs. Education budgets overall in numbers of states have meant that class sizes are not reducing and the numbers of teachers have diminished substantially. There is a very great need of more services and more comprehensive and appropriate services to assist the students with disabilities in the three main phases of moving from level of education to the next. The first transitional phase is from early childhood services to preschool into primary school. The second one is the progression from primary school to high school. The third one, a very vital stage, is the transition from school to work, training for employment, vocational school, academic courses, and or adult and community education.